Test. I'm just setting up for the very first podcast of Ganja's Perspective. Right now I'm just trying to set up the recorder on my computer that way I can at least have a backup of a backup, you know, just to make sure. Because, and knowing from the IT world, oh man, shit like this happens all the time. Alright, so we can start off with episode one. Guys, so I'm gonna start off by introducing myself. My name is Manny, and this is Ganja's Perspective, where you grind it, you pack it, and you light it. But that's just the beginning, right? So shout out to my fellow stoners. We know the most about the present moment, about where we live our lives through our consciousness. It's pretty insane, but as most of us already know, Ganja basically helps us get to, it basically helps us center ourselves and enact in the very moment of here and now. Isn't that just an experience on its own? Yes, through ganja, through weed, many of us feel the sensation of relaxation, the feeling of our entire body at our grasp or our control. Some of us, it can be something else depending on your strain. But let's center it back to enjoying the here and now with us. I feel like a fucking preacher right now, but that's not the point. The point is that we're here, we're experiencing now, and if you're listening to this podcast either inside your car, in the shower, I don't know, hot tub, anywhere, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys, because I can't say the amount of courage that I have right now just speaking in front of you guys. And I know this is just a pre-recording, and I'm giving this whole podcast thing a shot, and one way of talking to all of you guys while doing something that I enjoy and love, and honestly on my free days, my free time, it's really helping me move forward and give this new line of work a shot. Because who knows, from here Ganja's Perspective could be something greater than I never have would have imagined. But that's just because of listeners like you guys giving me a chance. And like it or not, I'm going to keep bringing on the content and see where it goes. Because today might be ganja, tomorrow might be something else. And I just want to appreciate the moment that I have right now to do something different. And I'm looking at myself through the reflection of my laptop. It makes it a bit easier just to talk to you guys. And maybe I should be doing a video recording, but I'm not that comfortable just yet. But I am happy to be here and speak with you guys. But maybe this might be sorted out a different way, but let's just keep going. So, welcome to the Ganja's Perspective, where we leave all our personal views, beliefs, hates amongst each other, and speak about the real truths affecting our lives daily. Today, we start with a simple reflection about ourselves and where we came to be and where we want to go soon. Hey, the name is Manuel or Manny, whichever one. Many experiences in my life where I stood along the sidelines while conflict unfolds before me. I have seen myself in the past as a Captain Save-A-Ho, not because I want to help everyone around me, but because growing up, there was instances where all hell would all break loose around me, and all I can think about is the younger audience witnessing the madness within our world. Now I continue sharing my views and giving the audience some wisdom about life and where to take the next step forward. Today, I return to the spotlight to share what I have learned and experienced with the world and how we can create a safe place where you practice cannabis. So, guys, let's be real. Cannabis is new to this industry, and new to the people, apparently. And I know, my fellow stoners, I know that this drug has been wrongly accused. But I'm here now to speak about those truths. And help another stoner out. Like, this type of plant that can just be smoked just like cannabis is honestly the stupidest, you can say, abolishment in our history that it's fucking stupid, guys. Why are we using cannabis as an excuse to better experience ourselves and try to say a cigarette's better than that? I've personally tried it, and I can say that it was not my cup of tea. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the feeling after it, because it just makes me feel anxious, something that I already am on a daily basis. And I don't know if it's just my instincts, the way I grew up, the way I was raised. I don't know how my life has been. Well, I know my life and how I've experienced it, but many of the things that we learn to grow and understand about ourselves, I've been doing that all my life, guys. The consciousness as a whole. Guys, send me that information that we've yet to learn, or we've already learned and we're just passing along the message. Our minds are more capable of what we can do, experience, visualize. This whole consciousness thing, guys, you were never alone. We're always there. Some of us absent, others watching life pass by right in front of us. We gotta experience the here and now. But stay off of our screens. Stay away from social media. And I know this is another way, but I'm another voice that can help you guys wake up and push you guys to your highest potential. Man, am I. This is all an experience that we all are going through. we reach out to. And sometimes the way we react to everything doesn't help the entirety as a whole. Like, perfect example. So, have you ever walked into the room and couldn't landmine? Or you stepped on a landmine and everything just blew up? Many of us are unaware of our own surroundings, and it sucks because, guys, there's a beautiful life out here, out in the open. Like, for me today, I decided to, before I start working, smoke a bowl and enjoy some time outside. Right now, I'm not sitting in the sun. I'm sitting under some shade. But I'm just looking out and enjoying the blue skies, the slight breeze that we have going today, and enjoying nature. But seriously, guys, we gotta get back out there. We gotta start sharing our experiences with others. And I don't mean, like, through Facebook, go through Snapchat, send me that pic of whatever you did, or on your highlight reel. Guys, social media has been poisoning our views on life, our views on everything. Today in 2021, who would have thought I would be saying those words? Here in 2021, we are a year in experiencing the separation or the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Everybody is social distance about 6 feet. What we're trying to do is experience life outside of the internet and take in all we can. Many of us don't even realize that, because we're tied to our phones in front of a screen as images get blinked to us at a rapid pace. And you don't even realize it's already 4:30. iPhone folks, check out your daily log. Ask yourself, how much time am I really wasting not doing anything? Some of you ADHD people, you know damn well what I'm talking about. For me, I have so much energy in my body that I would love to sit and spend a day and just relax. But my body is just pushing me to go, 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 go. Before the start of 2020, and before the start of COVID, I could tell you guys that I was mentally burnt out. I was burnt out from work. I was trying to figure out what to do about my debt, how to clear it, and find a better future for myself. I was eating a lot of processed food. I was doing my regular exercises, and I was honestly aiming to becoming a bodybuilder. I still am. Life had something else for me. I ended up at the ER. So if you guys hear anybody passing by, it's just the park, guys. These people are here to do what I'm doing today, enjoying my time outside. Oh my God. So, the start of my 2020, I was at the hospital. Because I ate some pizza. Oh, man. That sounds fucking hilarious, but it's the truth. I went over to a friend's house. We had like a mini get together. I drank that night. We played some beer pong. Everything was good. Ate some pizza that night. And I felt this sharp pain coming from the right side of my stomach, wondering what the fuck is going on. I freaked out. I told my friend, "Hey, I know this sound, this feeling. It's not good. Just take me to the hospital, like right now." What I've been experiencing was gallstones. I was eating a lot of processed foods, like I said, and it eventually caught up to me. Someone with a high metabolism, someone who was physically fit and was working on their goals, and got hit by the train. Didn't get hit by the train. Got hit by life's train. Sent me to the hospital, and I had to spend about 3 days not eating. I thought I had COVID. But no. I had gallstones. I had my gallbladder removed. And now my diet is completely different. I can't eat any fatty foods. That's kind of a blessing and a curse. I can't have coffee anymore, which sucks because I love my coffee. Give me an iced coffee with just some sugar. I know it sounds plain, but I'm a simple guy. The simpler it is for me, the easier it is for me to move on with my day. Yeah, guys, my diet is different. I honestly, I'm way into sushi right now because it's a meat that I can eat and doesn't affect my body entirely bad. And I'm watching what I'm eating. I'm eating more grains. It's been a challenge because I love food, guys. I love food. More fiber. Just balancing my body out. And I know I changed my diet, guys. And now everything's just better. And man, being an adult and being lactose intolerant, this shit sucks, guys. I still want a bag of hot Cheetos, but I just feel gross afterwards. But right now, cranberry is hitting the spot. I'm probably gonna have to shorten this down because this episode's going way too long. 2020 started off with me getting my gallbladder removed. Lost a whole grip of weight. Too scared to eat foods. And now just getting back on track to moving forward with life. Seeing it from the ganja's perspective and how it could benefit me. Honestly, I'm liking it. Because I'm sharing the positivity that marijuana or weed just in general. Everything's changed. I'm no longer the ball of anger inside of my body. Because if you ask anybody, that's how I was. at least before you got to know me. I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you for listening. We'll continue this on another episode, or I'll just come back and we'll play another one. But I'm here to share my experiences on this weed with all of you guys. And I can honestly say that Joe Rogan, you son of a bitch, you inspired me to do this shit, because what's not better than sharing your own experiences, telling people what you know, and creating a bond with that person. Positive one at that. While we both share a bowl, and we talk life out. Because I don't know who's listening to this. Somebody out in the galaxy, or positive person ready to come out and enjoy life outside of the internet. So all y'all in the comment section, if there is one, I guess. I'm happy doing what I like, what I do best. And if you don't like the way I'm experiencing life, then so be it. It's okay. I'm not here to please anyone on the internet. I'm here to share my experiences of ganja and how much it has improved my life. Probably today isn't the best perspective. No, I'm just lying to myself. No, this is the perfect start. Because there could be someone that's doing the same thing, and you think it's troubling your life. You think it's breaking you down, but the truth is, it's just rebuilding you. There's many of us out there that think that we just get high to get high. No. We get high to better understand ourselves. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I can tell you guys right now, for me, this is it. Ganja's perspective is going to be the start of something greater than I could have imagined. Because I'm reaching out to you guys. You guys can follow me there. I'm not that active, but if you guys listen to this, give a shout out. If you guys want to be on the podcast, shoot me a message on Instagram. Because there could be way more conversations that we can share. Many experiences that we've gone through, and it's helped you improve your life. Even if it's through ganja, or it's just going through day one step at a time. I'm heading out, guys. I gotta get to work. This is Ganja's Perspective, where you grind it, pack it, light it. And now let's just talk about it. This is Manny heading out, because, man, my high's over. I'm at like 40 minutes in. I'm coming back down. I probably just gotta move around, honestly.